Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are, as always, Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Well, Michael, we will begin with you. It's the final weekend before the vote. Primary day is just 4 days away. Hard to believe it's here already. The big question is going to be in that U.S. Senate primary on the GOP side. Looks like it's going to be a dogfight now between three candidates, Dr. Mehmet Oz, David McCormick, and Kathy Barnett, who is all of a sudden making a lot of noise there. Your thoughts on that race in the closing days?
It's a very interesting race and one where tons of money have been spent, well over $60 million by the two men, Dr. Oz and Mr. McCormick, both spending gobs of money. Kathy Barnett has not had that money to spend, and yet she's very close in the polls, neck and neck, as you described there. It's been interesting because she's run much of a grassroots campaign, and the Trump endorsement, looking at that going for Dr. Oz, doesn't seem to be catching fire the way it did for J.D. Vance in Ohio. I think there are a number of reasons for that. Dr. Oz has a lengthy record on television of standing for things that don't match up with what he says he stands for now. That's a question that some people have. And Kathy Barnett, I think, has been attractive to some of the Trump supporters because of her grassroots background and her pro-life stance.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that one pans out. We'll get back to primary day in a minute, but first, let's talk about abortion politics in New York. Jason, we saw this week both Governor Hochul and Attorney General James lay out plans that would not just protect, but would radically expand abortion in New York. Explain what these plans are. Do they require legislative approval? And do you think that'll happen?
Yeah, so some of the biggest names in Albany are advocating for abortion expansion once again. The Attorney General Letitia James called for a $50 million abortion access fund, and that was followed by the governor the next day saying she's not going to wait. She's releasing $35 million for abortion facilities and security. Some of the actions do require legislative approval. There are bills that are in there. Others, though, are just a redirection of funds, as Governor Hochul is indicating, but she is all in for abortion all the time.
This is not just for the procedure itself, but this also pays the gas bill in the hotel room, doesn't it?
It covers travel expenses. It covers the security at the sites, you know, which is odd to me because we have seen advocacy organizations like Michael's and mine attacked in other states, such as Wisconsin. They're the ones that are being targeted. But we're speaking of abortion facilities receiving state funds to harden their security.
All right. We'll come back to this issue as well a little later. But, Michael, let's talk about that gubernatorial race, which also will be decided, the Republican primary. The Democratic primary is not so much an issue. But in the Republican primary, there was a poll this week that showed Doug Mastriano, the state senator, with a large lead over Lou Barlett. A lot of folks are wondering in the Republican Party if Doug Mastriano, that whole electability issue. First of all, how do you explain his rise in the polls? Is he too conservative to beat a Josh Shapiro?
Well, he's been kind of a public figure throughout the pandemic. He was on Facebook Live, which was watched by tens of thousands of people, and so he was outspoken on that issue about reopening PA, and that's where some of his popularity came from. The other issue, frankly, is just a very large number of candidates in the primary. I think it's 9 or 10 gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side, so the vote is diffuse, and then the Republican Party chose not to endorse anyone. So that's why I think we have this big gap there. But the other part of it is there's still a large number of undecided votes. So Tuesday is going to make a difference in terms of actually who pulls the lever for the different candidates.
All right. Hey, well, they're deciding the primary elections in Pennsylvania, Jason. In New York State, it's a big day as well on Tuesday. That is the day that local school budgets and school boards will be decided. So many people take that day off, Jason, and it is a tragedy because so much is on the line there. Why is it so important for people to show up and vote May 17th?
Well, just to put some numbers on it, many districts across the state, you're going to see single-digit rate of turnout in those school board elections. But, you know, students matter, and it ought to be about students first. School board elections decide curriculums. They help set the policies and procedures for that local school. And if parents want their values represented in that school board, then they've got to elect candidates who support those values. So I encourage Christians to turn around and vote on Tuesday, May 17th.
Do you think the tax cap law, which former Governor Cuomo kind of initiated, do you think that did a lot to dissuade voter turnout? Because so many districts are within that cap that folks just assume they're going to be passed anyway, so why does it bother for me to vote?
Yeah, I think to some extent it has hurt turnout. Trends were starting long before that, to be fair, though, but I don't think it certainly helped to get people to the polls on those school board elections. Really, this year what's driving it are so many of the cultural issues.
Yeah.
And so there's a tremendous opportunity for Christians to get out this year and make a difference.
So we saw this week, Michael, those protests outside the homes, the private homes of six Supreme Court justices, Republican-appointed justices, the same justices that could reverse Roe next month. Are these activists, these pro-choice activists, breaking the law when they protest outside the homes of these justices?
They absolutely are. They're breaking federal law, and also in the state of Virginia, for example, they're breaking Virginia law when they're outside Supreme Court justices' home there. And yet the Biden administration is not taking any action at all and actually seems to be egging on and encouraging these protests. It's a destruction of the rule of law in the same way that leak of the Supreme Court justice opinion is a destruction of the respect of that institution. And again, not something that the Biden administration has even condemned. It's tragic. It's unfortunate. And hopefully we can turn the corner from this sometime in the future. But it's troubling right now.
Yeah, Jason, we saw the Senate this week try to pass what they're calling the Women's Health Protection Act. It was not successful, but they really are betting on abortion being a big issue in this midterm, maybe even bigger than inflation. Is that a risky bet if you're a Democrat?
Well, it is a risky bet because, you know, frankly, I understand their talk of codifying Roe, but really it was just an example of what New York did. We had abortion extremism that has now gone to the federal level. And the fact that it failed to pass in the Senate is because that's not where the vast majority of the people who represented by those senators stand. So essentially, America doesn't want abortion extremism. And the first thing in people's minds when they go to vote in November is going to be their wallets. It's not going to be what happens with abortion issues. Now, for a certain segment of the population, it will matter.
Yeah.
That's why pro-life voters will turn out. But for a lot of independents, they're paying attention to the gas pump, not Planned Parenthood.
I know this irked you when we talk about the abortion issue, Michael. It probably really irked you when Governor Wolf again referred to abortion as health care. How concerned are you, should Roe be reversed, that there's going to be an explosion in do-it-yourself abortions in Pennsylvania?
Well, I'm concerned about every single abortion because it takes an innocent human life. And so the concern is obviously there. But then with this, the chemical abortions, the telemedicine abortions and those sorts of things, all anybody needs to look at is to watch the movie Unplanned about the life of Abby Johnson, who herself, a Planned Parenthood clinic director, went through a chemical abortion herself. And as depicted in the movie, it's a horrendous experience. It's damaging to women, to their psyche, as well as takes the life of an unborn child. So it's a problem going forward and something that we're watching and looking at ways that we can provide protections for women and babies, even regarding these chemical abortions.
Mm. All right. And then finally, we got a little more clarity this week, Jason, when it comes to the redistricting battle in New York, where things stand today. What is the latest on what that calendar looks like?
Well, it is looking like there will still be some primaries on June 28th, and the rest will be on August 23rd. We are still looking at split primaries. And so you will likely have the gubernatorial races, many assembly, judicial, that kind of thing in June, and then Senate and congressional races in August. The good thing for those that gather petitions, though, is it looks like there will not be a petitioning process required heading into either of those primaries. We're now past the point of new petitioning, so now voters are going to have to start dialing in for two primaries this election season.
All right. It's enough to make your head spin. Fastest 10 minutes in radio. We like to say so many topics that we went over this week. If you have questions about anything you heard on the program today, or if you're just curious, what is the Pennsylvania Family Institute anyway? Michael, where can folks find you online?
PAFamily.org.
And stay informed on all the issues in the news in New York, the closing days of the legislative session. Jason, what's your website, sir?
It's albanyupdate.com.